It's Monday, June 27th, 2022. I'm Michelle Rivera with KUNR News. On Friday and over the weekend, Northern Nevadans met at the U.S. District Courthouse in Reno to protest the recent Supreme Court decision striking down Roe v. Wade. KUNR's Gustavo Sagrero has more.
Indivisible Northern Nevada and the Wild West Access Fund spread the word about the first protest Friday night, which attracted a large crowd. The fund is a mutual aid group aimed at gathering and giving out resources for people looking to get abortions throughout the West. Lily Barron from Nevada's ACLU spoke at the event. She says people need to build community. Coming out to a protest and voting are not enough. She added Democrats have been in power for years but have failed to protect reproductive rights.
We are in a moment of crisis and we are relying on mutual aid to make sure women and people with uteruses are safe. We have to help each other and we have to stop acting like someone is coming to save us.
Abortions in Nevada have been protected since the 90s, but State Attorney General Aaron Ford released a statement Friday pointing out that potential future and state federal lawmakers could dismantle those rights if motivated enough. Gustavo Sagrero, KUNR News.
Elected officials in Esmeralda County, Nevada's least populated county, became last in the state to certify their outstanding results of the June 14th primary election. This came after a hand count of all 317 ballots in an old mining town courthouse. Two county commissioners spent more than 7 hours Friday counting before formally voting to accept the results. The largest counties in the battleground state, Clark and Washoe, were among those that acted earlier Friday over the objections of some community members who cited false claims and conspiracy theories. Federal agents are looking into leaders of the Nevada State GOP. According to KLAS-TV, the FBI seized Michael McDonald's cell phone Wednesday. McDonald is under investigation for a scheme to replace legitimate electors for President Joe Biden with Republican imposters. Michael Green, a history professor at UNLV, says Nevadans should pay attention to the case.
What was going on in other places had a bit of activity here, and that this is not necessarily a one-off. It can happen here.
The FBI also got a search warrant for Nevada GOP Secretary James DeGraffenreid. Both DeGraffenreid and McDonald have been subpoenaed by the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th insurrection. State regulators have approved a gambling license for the first newly constructed casino in the Reno Sparks area in 25 years. The Nevada Gaming Commission voted last week to approve the license for Las Vegas-based Olympia Gaming for the Legends Bay Casino. The $120 million, 80,000-square-foot casino is scheduled to open before the end of this summer at the Legends at Sparks Marina Shopping Mall. It will include a sports book, table games, slot machines, video poker, and restaurants. And a Pew Charitable Trust's analysis shows U.S. births increased in 2021 for the first time in 7 years. But that's not true for all states. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
It's a 1% increase nationwide. While states like Montana and Idaho saw births increase more than 1% since 2019, New Mexico had the nation's largest decrease, nearly 9%. Beth Jarris with the Population Reference Bureau cautions that these are preliminary numbers. Even if they change, she says they could be good news, like fewer teen pregnancies.
Or did New Mexico's rate fall because people in tribal areas really were hit hard by the pandemic?
Jarris thinks it could be a blip on a longer-term reduction in births. However, Amanda Stevenson, a University of Colorado Boulder professor, isn't so sure. She says it could be part of a resurgence of births.
People are having babies at later ages, and one of the things that that does is it artificially depresses the fertility overall.
Either way, there's limited information to predict how birth numbers will change in the short term. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
Nursing staff at St. Mary's Regional Medical Center held a 24-hour strike to demand revised labor contracts. KUNR's Gustavo Sagrero has more.
Every 3 years, nursing staff at St. Mary's has been able to negotiate a labor contract. In 2018, it took them about a month. But now, nurses have been waiting since October of last year for a new one. Caitlin McDaniel is a surgical orthopedic nurse at St. Mary's and a union representative for National Nurses United.
And we're really out here for our patients because we have seen them suffer and be in unsafe situations, and we've watched all of our coworkers leave. It's something that, like, we don't want to be in the situation, but we have been forced to be out here to fight for them as well as ourselves.
The union is hoping to increase staff at the healthcare facility, supplies for day-to-day operations, and incentives for long-term retention. In an emailed response to KUNR, a spokesperson for the hospital group says they're hopeful to reach an agreement, but no timeline was mentioned. Gustavo Sagredo, KUNR News.
And with KUNR News, I'm Michelle Rivera.